Good morning, 752.
Pressure is mounting on Pepco, including that pressure coming from Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley.
Nobody will have their boot further up Pepco's backside than I will to make sure that we get there.
Now, this is Pepco President Tom Graham joining us live this morning on WTOP. Tom, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. My pleasure to be here.
You hear the governor say something like that. What do you think?
Well, really, we're focused on restoration of service. We started with 443,000 customers out of service. We've been able to restore service to over 320,000. I mean, three out of four customers that are out of service.
Clearly, the governor and others are saying, Tom, I'm sorry. Clearly, the governor and others are saying that their wits at this point are expired, that they have no more patience for Pepco. To hear a governor speak in such extraordinary terms about a utility, as Governor O'Malley did, is really the exception to the rule here, and I want to get your response to it.
We're focused on restoration of service. I have 120,000 customers that are in the dark right now, and that's all we care about. We're working as hard as we can. We brought in as many resources that we possibly can for out of state. We have 2,700 personnel working on this. We brought in crews from as far away as Canada. We have 700 mutual assistance crews in now, and when more crews become available, we will bring them in to restore service for our customers.
Some of the listeners had take an issue with the rate of repair that Pepco is accomplishing, saying Dominion, Virginia, BGE were getting things back faster than Pepco was.
We're working hard, just as hard as they're working hard to bring back service. We've restored service to about 75% of our customers, and that's taken place during a very short period of time. It was a catastrophic event. Our system was devastated. We're rebuilding it, and we're working around the clock for our customers.
Yeah, I understand all of that, Tom, and so do the people out there. And they know that all the utility workers are doing absolutely the most they possibly can to get things back on. Nonetheless, they want to hear you talk like a human being and not like what the PR people told you to say. It sounds like you're reading off a list of things, regardless of what the question is.
I'm talking how I feel. You know, I was born and raised in this area. My friends, my family are here. I'm working for those people. This company is based here. We live here. We're PTA members. We do everything for this community. So I tell you how I feel. I know that 120,000 customers are out. I know we're doing everything that we possibly can. We're bringing in every resource that we possibly can to expedite this process. But there was a lot of damage. You know, we didn't pull the wires down. We didn't pull the trees down. But we have to manage the situation. We're doing so as best we can, and we're working as hard as possible, 16-hour day shifts, 24/7, until every last customer is restored.
You feel like you're doing better this time than past efforts and just getting pilloried for past failures?
We have implemented a number of process improvements. We're working very efficiently, very effectively. If you look at our performance at Hurricane Irene, that was an event that was half as many customers out, so this is double the event, and we're working along the same pace. So considering the amount of damage that's sustained, and everyone can look around and see the snap poles and down trees and crushed homes and crushed cars, so they know it's a significant event, and we're working hard.
Okay. Before I let you go, I know everyone who's listening who still doesn't have power is wondering how quickly the restoration effort will take from this point forward. Do you have your best guess now, Tom, when everybody's going to have their power back and when 95% will have it back?
You know, we're still pushing for the vast majority means at least 90% by 11 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow evening, we're going to update the estimated restoration time, but that is our best guess right now. As we continue to bring in resources, we should be able to speed that process, but 11 p.m. on Friday is what we're looking for the vast number of our customers.
Right.
I wish that could be better, but there's a lot of damage out there. We'll be able to do a lot of work with respect to the feeders, but at some point, once all the feeders are restored, and we had close to 300 feeders that were locked out, and we've knocked that number down considerably, but there's so much individual damage to homes and to neighborhoods, that's when it gets the toughest.
We'll check back with you again, Tom. Thank you, Pepco
okay,
President
thanks for the
Tom Graham.